All right, we started yesterday the sugya of Magbiya Metzia L'Chaver, right? As I mentioned when we started, we're going to have in the sugya seven inyanim that are machlaiksin in different yediyas, in different areas of in different areas of Torah. And it would be good if we could try to memorize, to commit to memory all seven machlaiksin, but to find some simon for it at the end. But we had yesterday two machlaiksin, Ani Amahapich B'Charara, I hope you all remember. Right, who's the machlaikis between by Ani Amahapich B'Charara, machlaikis Yirashi and Taisvis. The halacha, that Ani Amahapich B'Charara, B'och Averai, the Nutla is called the Rasha, so Rashi and Taisis argue. Rashi holds that it's even by a mitzia, it's by anything. Anything someone is looking for, you're not allowed to beat him to it. And Taisis holds that no, by a mitzia you're allowed to. If it's a mitzia and you can't get it somewhere else, something hefker, if you can't get it somewhere else, you're allowed to try to get it ahead of him. The only yisur is by mekach u'memkar, something that's available elsewhere. And that's Taisa Shita. And Taisa put a raya from the next Mishnah, and Daf Yud, it's raya from this Mishnah, that even though one person is trying to get the Mitzia, the other person beats him to it, Sachaba. And the Mishnah doesn't say Nikra Rasha. So that was the first machlaikis, Ani Amahapich B'Charara. The second machlaikis we had was a totally different topic, Peya. The halacha of Peya, we had a machlaikis there between Rashi and the Rush. The machlaikis Rashi and the Rush was by Peya, the Isra of the Balabayas, to take Peya from his own field. When is it Nikva? Is it Nikva B'Shas, the way Rikivet explained it, is it Nikva B'Shas Ktsira or B'Shas Lakita? If he's a Balabayas at the time he cuts it, and later on, he's mafka the nechassim, he's mafka the field. Is he allowed to? Or he's not allowed to take things from his own field? So Rashi held the balabayis can never take it. Once b'shas ktsira, he's the balabayis. It's all over. He can never ever take the payah from his own field. And the Rosh held no. That the Balabayas, if he'd be mafka the field, then he can go and get it. So the Rosh held that it's B'Shas Ktsira, the B'Shas Lakita. The time that the Aniyim are gathering it, if at that time you're not a Balabayas, then you're allowed to take it. So that's the Machlaiks. In the case, we have two so far. Okay, Ayin and Pei. Ani and Pei. Right? Ani Amapich B'Charara, Machlaiks Rashi and Taisis, and Peya Machlaiks Rashi and the Rosh. And again, these are all very kolistic machlaiks. Okay, the new piece of Gemara is Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman suggests a new pshat in the machlaikis in the brisa of Peya. Amalei Rav Nachman Lu'ula, v'leima mar ma'ani lani machlaikis. Why are you assuming that the machlaikis in this Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is in the case of Ashalani? Maybe the machlokes is me'ani lani. Da metziya akra lani yemetzlo. Look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a metziya. A metziya, anybody's allowed to pick up. It's like a niyim ba'i peya. So the same thing, a metziya, anybody's allowed to pick up. V'tana'an ha'yarechev agabi behema. V'ra'as ha'metziya. V'amala chaveri t'nali. Not lav'amra nizachisi ba'azachaba. And we learned in the Mishnah that if somebody's riding on a behemoth and he sees a metziya, so the finder could decide he wants it for himself. Now, the important thing is to know that now in the Havamina, we think the pshat in the Mishnah is that the person who picked it up initially picked it up for the rider, and then before he gave it to him, he changed his mind. That's what the Gemara thinks before the Gemara lined up that not this way. So at this time, we think he picked it up for himself, and then he changed his mind. And the Mishnah says he's allowed to change his mind. So Bishlama, Yamer Bishlama, Ma'ani Lani Machlaikis. If you say they argue Ma'ani Lani. And even then, the Rabbanon hold that if you pick something up for someone else, so he's not Zaycha. So must they say mani rabbanan him. The ratio of the Mishnah is the same thing, that you're not zeicha, if you're not zeicha for yourself, you're not zeicha for him. Eli amrit ba'ashiv ani machlaikis. But if you're going to say, like you said, that avol me'ani lani divya kozachalai, that if it's ani lani, everyone holds that when you pick something up for someone else, you're zeicha for him. Ha'mani la rabbanan v'alai rabbi liyazer. So therefore, Zakrev Nachman must be that the machlaikis is ma'ani lani. All right, so let's just learn the Mishnah of Peah one more time, according to Rav Nachman. The Machlaikis is in a case where an Ani is picking up Peah for another Ani. He's picking it up for him. So, B'liezai mezachalai, easy. Why does B'liezai hold zachalai? If one Ani is picking up for another Ani, so he holds that you could be zaycha for someone else. Something you could be zaycha for yourself, you could be zaycha for someone else. The Chachamim say, no. Inan alani anim sarish. Why? What's the sheet of the Chachamim? They say that if one Ani picks up for another Ani, that you give it to Ani and them Sarishin. Why? Ruvain is an Ani. He picks up the Peah for Shimon, who's also an Ani. So Chachamim say, Shimon Kaina. The Chachamim say, but Shimon's not kaina, because they hold that Hamabim Tzila Chavera like Kana Chavera. You can't pick things up for other people, right? That's Rav Nachman said. So Mamela Shimon is not kaina. That's the Rabbanan Shita. I'm telling you, Taich in the Gemara, right? That's the way the Taich works out in the Gemara. Chachamim say it Nenolani and Sirishin for this reason. The big kasha on this Gemara is the following. Let's say Reuven's an Ani. And he goes and he picks up Peah for Shimon. He's not the Baal Asada, he's not an Ani. But he's picking up Peah for Shimon. And the Rav tells him, no, you can't do that. We pass going to be a Zechaver, like on a Chaver. What would I think Reuven should do now? What would Reuven normally do? Keep it himself. He'd normally keep it himself. Why does it say, Yitnenu Lani Anim Tzarishin? Huh? What do you mean they're not Lan Sirishin? Reuven's an Ani. Mani Lani Machlaikis. They're talking when an Ani picked it up. So if Reuven's an Ani and he picks it up for Shimon, and you're paskening Hamagbiya Metzila Chaveirai Loikana Chaveirai. So it's not Shimon's. So you're telling Reuven you got to give it to the first Ani. Well, why do you got to give it to the first Ani? I'm going to have to give it to the first Ani. I'll keep it myself. Well, why can't Reuven keep it? So he didn't pick it up for the Ani and the Mitzirishin either. So right now, he'll be kind of for himself. Why does he have to give it to the first Ani? What? Yeah, so does the other Ani also. No, right now, it's totally Hefker. He picked up his Shimon. Shimon is not kind. Why does he have to give it to Ani and the Mitzirishin? Let him keep it himself. Hakba. But he was never kind it. You can be. Why can't he make Hakba? Why not? I don't understand why not. Why can't you make a bus? Something that's hefker and it's in your... If you originally take something, you don't have das to be kind of it, and then you change your mind, you want to be kind of it, you could be kind of it. So why should he right away have taken for himself? That's the question. Why? What's the difference? Huh? He himself should be in the Mitzirishin. That's not what it means. He's not a Lani Mitzirishin. He's got to give it to the first Lani that comes his way. In the Havamina, that it was Asher Lo Ani Machlaikis, it was good. Because in the first pshat, the Asher picked it up for an Ani. He's not Zaycha for an Ani, so now he can't keep it. He's an Asher. So he has to give it to the first Ani that comes. That I understand. But according to Rav Nachman, that it's Ani Lo Ani Machlaikis, it's a Pella. Why does he have to give it to the Ani Anim Sarishin? So this is the Kasha, which is concise in Simin Reshid Beis. Mentioned yesterday, I think it was a cut and down it, that the Ktzais addresses. And he plugs this into what's going to be our third Machlaikis Rishayim here in this Sugya. He brings in a Machlaikis to Rush and the Rambam. So we'll discuss first the Machlaikis to Rush and the Rambam. This is a Machlaikis that's Negea to Dinei Tzedakah. Like I told you, the Sugya has Machlaikis and Negea in many other areas. There's a machlokes nageya in yanei tzedakah, and it's a shiloh which is a simple hechetimtza that the Rosh and the Rambam argue about, and the Ktzais uses our sugya to bring a riot to one side in the machlokes. So first let's learn the machlokes, and then we'll come back and see how the Ktzais plugs it in. The shaila that the Rambam and the Rosh argue about is a shaila of when a person has to give something to tzedakah. They both agree that if I say, I'm going to the store, I'm buying whatever it is I'm buying, I'm going to buy a sefer, and I'm going to give it to the shul. I'm going to give it to the yeshiva. If you say, I'm going to give it, then less man the palig that chiyav is chav. Amira l'gavaya v'nasira l'hadyin, which we'll explain soon what that means exactly. But by tzedakah, if I say I'm going to give it, then that, the Rosh and Rambam both agree, it's chav. So if I say, even the shul, somebody says I'm going to buy soda, I'm going to the store, I'm going to buy soda, I'm going to give it to the shul. So it's chav on him, a chiyav, to give it to the shul. Because it's an Amira. And Amira is chav. The Machlokes is in the following case. Now you have to listen carefully to hear the difference. The Rosh says that's only if I say the words, I'm going to give it. I say, I'm going to buy it. I'm buying soda, and I'm going to give it to Shul. That means, Lisha Ekhena, when I will buy it, et nana, I'm going to give it. So that's the chiyav ischal on the person, and once he buys it, he has to give it. Or by hegdish, l'shekhena ekdeshena. There's no shayla ischal. The question is, if the person says, he doesn't say out that he's going to be maknit. He says, I'm going to buy it for the shul. L'shekhena yehei hegdish. Or l'shekhena yehei tzedakah. The person doesn't say the words, I'm going to do a kinyan. He just says, I'm going to buy this for the yeshiva. I'm going to buy this for the shul. So what he's saying is, he's not promising to give it later. He's basically giving it now. He's saying now that I'm going to buy it for the shul. So right now, I'm sort of being magdish to think I'm going to buy it. The Rosh says that is a davar shelo bala ilam. If I say now, I'm going to buy a case of soda for the shul, I'm going to buy a sefer for the yeshiva. If he says those words, he's not saying later I'm going to be magdishit. He says right now, I'm going to buy it for tzedakah. If somebody phrases it that way, I'm going to buy a behema for a chatas. If he phrases it that way, then what he's saying right now, he's talking about a davar shelo bala ilam. He's saying right now, I'm now declaring that what I'm going to buy should be hegdish, or should be tzedakah, or should be a karban. Right now, it's a davar shelo bala ilam. There's nothing is chal. If you go to a store and buy it, you can decide later what you want to do. Because the phrase that you said that rendered it hegdish, or rendered it tzedakah, was said at a time that it was lo bala ilam. And you can't be makhted davar shelo bala ilam.
We're talking about a chiyav, we're talking about
a chiyav. We're talking about a chiyav. We're talking about a chiyav. We'll see soon what you're saying, but right now we're talking about a chiyav. A chiyav to give it. There's no chiyav to give it. If I say I'm going to buy this for tzedakah, I don't have to give it to tzedakah.
Why the neder? It's a neder. It's the difference.
That's the Rambam. So the Rambam tainis on the Rosh that nihi, I can't do a kinyan on a davar shelo bala ilam. I can't take something now that I don't own and say this is hegdish. I can't do it. The sefer still belongs to the store. The behemoth still belongs to the farmer. A kinyan I can't do now for later. But the neder should be chal al tzedinei neder. Al tilchis nedarim. If I'm saying I'm going to buy this for the yeshiva, or I'm going to buy this for the carbon, it's a neder. Even though I didn't say Lashon Neder, but by Hegdish and Tzedakah, anything is, any promise is, any statement is Amir Lagavaya. So it's Chalas Dine Nedarim. So the Rambam holds that if I say I'm going to buy something for Hegdish, I'm going to buy something for the yeshiva, use that expression that Taka Kinyan is not Chal. Yeshiva doesn't own it, yeshiva is not Kainet, it's Lebal Olam. But the Neder on the Gavra, on the person, the neder is chal, and the person then has to, afterwards, has to give it to Hegdish, or tzedakah, or whatever it is that he made up. If he wants, if he has a Pesach, he can be matan neder.
The other way,
so if it's a kinyan, then he can't be matan neder. This is the machlaikis. Machlaikis is when a person says for tzedakah or Hegdish, a person says, when I buy this, it's going to be Hegdish. Is there any chalois at all? The Rambam holds there's a chalois neder, because of Amir L'Gavaya Kamasir L'Hegid. And the Rosh holds, no. Amir L'Gavaya Kamasir L'Hegid is not chal on a davar shalai b'alaylam. It's something that's not in your possession.
Let's say I have money to stop.
There's a separate issue with Mashava, if Mashava is a Machayev. Yes, he says it's not, and there's a Ramah, which is... Well, if the Mashava is a Dabba Shalai Ba'al Aylam, it can't be Chal. Ma'adach Amira can't be Chal. Mashava can't be Chal.
It's not a Neder either.
What?
It's not a Neder either. It's
apparently a Neder Mashava. Okay, it's not today's topic. There's a Ramah in Hilchas Tzedakah that seems to say that machshava tzedakah, machshava muchletes, is machayev. And there's a debate over whether to learn the Ramah Pashup Shat, or Pesachet Shuva brings those who want to shtup into the Ramah a different Shat. Now I'm not talking there about machshava, we're talking about Amira. So this machlaik is the Rosh and the Rambam. Zoktik tzais. What's the Rambam's makar? The Rambam, you know, doesn't say anything that doesn't have a makar in Shas. Every case in the Rambam, except for the first two prokem, when you say the Atayra, but all the halachas that are in the Rambam, all have Makar and Shas. And Zaktik Tzais, what's the Makar for this Rambam? That if I say I'm going to buy something for Hegdish, then it's Chal. He says it's Bav Metzia Davtes. We're in Bav Metzia Davtes. So Tzais says, Gvalda Gipshat. Listen to the Tzais, it's such a strong raya. I would have never dreamt from this sugya to bring a raya. But such a strong raya, it's hard to understand how the Rosh learned. Zaktik Tzais, what? The Rosh. Machlekes the Ram and the Rosh. I said raya the Rosh. The Tzais says that in our Gemara, an Ani picked up Peya. And what did he say? I'm picking up Peya for Shimon the Ani. That's what he said, Bepeh. I'm picking up this Peya for Shimon the Ani. And it's not Chal. I'm like, Bia Metzia L'Chaveira, L'Kana Chaveira. It's not Chal. So say the Chachamim, Hitnenu L'Ani and Mitzirishim. You have to give it to the next Ani. So bother the Rambam, why do you have to give it to the next Ani? Keep it yourself. The person who picked it up is an Ani. So if Ruvain pays an Ani and he picked it up for Shimon, that's our kasha that we started with. That why can't Ruvain keep it for himself? He's like, the Rambam, you know why? Because when he said, I'm picking it up for Shimon, that's a neder. He said he's going to give it to Tzedakah. If an Ani says, I'm going to give something to Tzedakah, the neder is chal. Now the kinyan isn't chal, because you can't pick it up for Shimon, because I'm a Biyam Sechver, like on a Chaver. So the Kinyan isn't Chal. But the Neder is Chal. So it turns out that you made a Neder that when I pick up this pay, I'm going to give it to Tzedakah. Now, once you made the Neder that you're going to give it to Tzedakah, you can't end up taking it for yourself. You're Mechuyiv to give it to Tzedakah. And... What? So the Ktzais brings that when you make a neder to give something to Tzedakah, calls him out, it's still in your hand, you're allowed to be Mishana, Ma'oni Lani, you can give it to any Ani you want. If I say I'm going to give, if I make a kinyan for a certain ani, someone gives me money, I say I'm collecting for Pliny, and you give me money, it's a kinyan for that ani, then avada, I can't change it. But if I have my own money in my pocket, and I decide I'm going to give it to Pliny ani, so I could, because of the money's in my hand, I could be mishanim ani lani. So here, what? Shimon is an ani. Money lani machlaikis. Rumi picked it up for Shimon. We just told him, Abizil chaveri loik on a chaveri. So Shimon's not kind. So Zaktik Tzais, the Rambam learned that that's a halacha of Nidarim. A neder is chal, and that's why I have to give it to an ani. That's his style. Is he okay? Did I miss something? If there's a mouse there, you have to tell me. I'm sorry.
Why is it an intuition? It's just the Laniyasa.
So why is it, why is it Lani and Imtsirishan? Why is it Lani and Imtsirishan? Yeah, it's probably why. First, I want to make sure everyone claps. Your question is a good question. But first, I want to make sure everybody understand what I'm saying. What? Because the Rambam Shita is that if you say, was there some creature going there? You guys were in Israel, don't you understand? I'm sorry, why is it a neder? Because that's Shita Saramba. So the Rambam learns that the Kenyan isn't chal. I'm like, be a mitzvah chaveri, like on a chaveri, I'm not kind for him because it's chav lachrin. So I can't be kind. So the question is, if I don't have a right to be kind for someone else, how can I make a neder for someone else? See, that's Dovah Shalai Balaylam. The Rambam holds that the neder is chal. It means that if, as long as it's in my control, I have to keep my word. If it's out of my control, I can't. But now it is in my control, I picked up the payer. So for me to take it for myself now would violate the neder. So I have to give it away. So the question that was asked was, so why Lani and Imtsirishan? Why don't you give it to the first Lani? I can give it to whoever I want. The teretz is that that's the problem of Chav Lachrini. The problem of Chav Lachrini is that I can't do anything that will make a different Ani lose. So the Ani that would have gotten it is the first Ani that comes along in the field. So I have to give it to him. The option of keeping it myself is what I lose by making a neder. Since I made a neder to give it to Tzedakah, to give it to an Ani, so now I now lose the power to keep it for myself. But you made a neder to give it to an ani. You can't put it back down if it's going to end up biyad ha'ani. You have a neder. I don't even know if you can put it back down. But you, what are you going to do with your neder? You have a neder that this pay you're going to give to an ani. What do you do with that? What?
That's myself.
But that's not a kiyum of the mitzvah tzedakah. An ani to himself is not mekayem mitzvah tzedakah. It's someone outside of it. So Zaktik Tzais, that this is the makar of Shita Sarambam. Now, the Tzais is masber a little more. I just have to tell you that afterwards the Tzais answers the Rosh. I don't fully understand how he answers the Rosh. The Raya seems to be a very strong Raya. And even though he says a pshat in the Rosh, you look at the Tzais, not a long Tzais, the last paragraph, the last decent-sized paragraph there, he answers the Rosh. And somebody will tell me pshat. I'm not sure. The raya to me sounds like a very good raya. The ktsais is maisif, a very kloliistic machlokes in how amira lagvaya kemesira lahedjit works. And he plugs this into the Rambam as well. Notice he says two steps in the Rambam. One is agamara. There's a second shayla. When we say Amira Lagavaya Kamisira Lahedyat, Amira Lagavaya Kamisira Lahedyat in Shas is only found by Hegdish. the Rishainim, there's a Rana Kedushin that says it applies to Tzedakah as well. It applies to Tzedakah. What does that mean? You could learn that Amira L'Gvayik and Mesira L'Hedyit is a din and dine kinyanim. That if I take something and I say this, I want to give this to Tzedakah, that it's now nikna to Tzedakah. If I say I'm going to give this to Tzedakah, it becomes Tzedakah's, which means a din and dine kinyanim. Amira L'Gvayik and Mesira L'Hedyit. Or you could learn it's a din and dine nidarim. If I say I'm going to give it to Tzedakah, it's a neder to give it to Tzedakah. You hear two ways. I take a dollar out of my pocket, and there's an ani, and I say, Amira, I'm going to give it to this ani. And now, the ani disappears. You could understand that when I took out the dollar, I said, I'm giving it to the ani, that that's a kinyan for that ani. So it became his dollar. Now I have to go look for him. I have to find him. To give it to him, because once he's kainit, he's kainit.
But he dies.
If he dies, it goes to his yarshin. If he holds a kinyan, then it goes to his yarshin. Or you could learn that it's a neder. I took out the dollar, I said I'm going to give it to the yani. It's a neder to give it to the yani. If it's a neder, something tzais, then let's say this fellow disappears on me. So the agabe tzedakah is allowed to be mishanim ani lani. You can give it to another ani. You don't have to give it to that ani. So it's a tremendous nafkamina if you hold Amira L'Gvaya K'Mesira L'Hedyit as a din and dine kinyanim, then it becomes that ani's and you can't be Mishanim ani lani. And if you hold that it's a din and Hilchas Nedarim, then you could be Mishanim ani lani. There are many more nafkaminas. If you could be Matan Eder, is a nafkamina. Let's say I say I'm going to give $100 to Tzedakah. And now I want to be Matan Eder. Let's say I have a good Pesach. I say, I thought I won the lottery, so I promised money to Tzedakah, and it was a toss. If I promise money to Tzedakah as a neder, I could be Matan Eder, like all Hilchos Nedarim. But if it's a kinyan on something that I have, then it's nikne. All right, it's a kinyan betos. You can go to Bezin and tie as a king of Batas, but as far as Hataras Nadarim has no shaykhis. There's another nafkamina. If Amir al Gavayak and Mesir al Hedyat is a din hilchas kinyanim or din hilchas Nadarim, if you would have a suffik Amir al Gavayak and Mesir al Hedyat, if it's dinay Nadarim, then it's suffik derais lachum. If it's a suffik and dinay Nadar, then it's suffik derais lachum. If it's a Suffolk Kenyan, so we all know, a Suffolk Kenyan, so I'm the Marekama, I could keep it. So there are many nafkaminis, if Amir al-Gvay Kemisir al-Hadid is a Kenyan dekadin, or if it's a Neder dekadin. This Rambam, from our Gemara, the way he learned the Gemara, he learned from our Gemara two nekudas. First of all, he learned from our Gemara not like the Rosh. He learned that if I go over to Peya, and I don't own the Peya, and I pick up the Peya, I say, I'm picking up the Peya for Shimon. I still don't own the Peya. I picked it up for Shimon. I don't own it. Shimon doesn't own it. We're going like the Madiyama, Mabiyam, and Sechavera, like Konachavera. I don't own it. Shimon doesn't own it. Afal Pikein, it's Chal on me, a Neder, to give it to an Oni. That's chal on me, and that's why I have to give it to Ani and Nim Sirishin. I can't, even if the person who picked it up is an Ani, he can't keep it himself. He has to give it to Ani and Nim Sirishin. So that's the first chiddush, which is the Rambam Shita. The second chiddush, Zok the Ktsais, is that you're allowed to be Mishanim Ani Lani, because his neder was to give it to Shimon. And now he's giving it to Ani and Nim Sirishin. We see that that it's a din in Hilchis Nadarim. That you could be Mishanim or Ani Lani. It's the din and dine in the Darim. Which is the Rambam Sheet. This is the Rambam holds its Chal and a Dovah Shleib Al-Ailam. And there there is Chal, even if it's Leib Al-Ailam. So the Rambam Sheet is that Amir Al-Gvaya, Kamisir Al-Hedyat, is Chal Al-Tz Dinei Neder. And therefore, even though it's Leib Al-Ailam, it's Mechayiv you. If you say, I'm going to get something for the Yeshiva, I'm going to get something for a Tzedakah, it's Mechayiv you. Al-Tz Dinei Nedarim. And since it's Dinei Nedarim, you're allowed to be Mishanim Ma'ani Lani. The Rosh definitely disagrees with the first side. The Rosh holds that on a davar shalai balayla, it's not chal. If I say I'm going to buy if it's a tzedakah, it's not chal. That neder is not chal because I can't make it tzedakah if it's like balayla.
Why can't a neder be chal if
you
can't make it tzedakah? If something is not
balayla,
if somebody says I'm going to work, if somebody makes a neder, I'm going to clean the
base neder. If you make a neder on a maisa of the person, that if the neder would be called a shvua is on the gavra, then the rush is made. That's why I started. If I say that after I buy it, I'm going to give it to tzedakah, that's chal. The rush is made. If I say, I'm saying what I'm going to do, I'm in the neder that if I buy it, I'm going to give it to tzedakah. That everyone agrees. The shaila is on the cheftz. I'm saying now, I'm going to buy a sefer for the yeshiva. I'm saying that right now, I want it to be for the yeshiva. That means it has to be chal the chayfetz now. The rush holds that it can't be chal. The chayfetz is like bala ilam. Which chayfetz? Where chayfetz? Who chayfetz? The chayfetz not here yet. So the rush holds that when it's expressed as an expression of being magdish the object, that expression l'shek nena yehelet staka, that l'shek nena yehelet staka, that's nachal. You following? I'm saying when I buy it, it should be tzedakis, that's nachal. If I say when I buy it, I will later give it, that's chal. So I mean, and then on the person.
So if he says l'shek nena yehelet staka, he's not really saying I'm going to do something.
Right. That's why it's nachal.
I never really said I'm going to.
If he says l'shek chena yehei hegdish yehei tzedakah, the rush says there's no neder. Because I'm trying to make a chal now, can't be chal now. If I say l'shek chena etnena, that's the same thing. If someone makes a neder, he's going to stand on his head. So it's called a shvua. It's not called a neder then. The shvua is on the gavra. The neder is on the chepter. So then in a chidami, then it's chal.
So how does okay. The Rambam say?
The Rambam holds that even if you say l'shek nena yehei hegdish. It's also chal dinei neder, the rise from Agamara. You can make a neder on a davar shalai balayla. You can make a neder on something that's like balayla. You can't make kinyanim on a davar shalai balayla. But the Rambam Tain is this is not kinyanim. The whole concept of a davar shalai balayla is on kinyanim. It's not on nedar. And therefore, I could say the object which I will buy should be hegdish. I can make it hegdish right now, even though it's like balayla. And when it'll be balayla, it'll be chal on it, dinei tzedakah, dinei hegdish, whatever it is. Because the limitation of Darsh Lebel and the Ram Holzes doesn't apply here.
Why is Agamara not a Darsh Lebel in this
case here? So what we're saying is that it is a Darsh Lebel. That when it, why it is or why it's not?
That the first time he's standing, he told me.
But it's not his yet.
It's Zechel.
But remember, he wasn't Zechel for himself. He picked it up for Shimon. He didn't pick it up for himself. He picked it up for Shimon. And we're saying that that's not Chal. So as of this moment, it's still Hefker. As of the moment he said, Bepeh, I'm picking this up for Shimon, it's still Hefker. So at that moment, it's a double Lagabe him, it's the Lai Bala Elam. And Alpha Pikain, he it's Chal Achiyav L'Nenu La'ani. He has to give it to an Ani.
Why isn't he himself the Ani that solution?
Because he made a neder. If an Ani makes a neder, I'm going to give a donation to a poor man. He's not yet giving it to himself. He's only asking to give it to someone else. He made a neder. He said, I'm picking this up for Shimon. So he's saying, I'm picking this up, it should be Shimon's. That means he made a neder to give it to tzedakah. Now, giving tzedakah, you yourself, a person can't give himself tzedakah. It's a mitzvah tzedakah. Tzedakah has to be to someone else. So even though he's an ani, he can't give it to himself. So this is the... this is the machlokes number 3. So again, the first machlokes was ani amapech b'charara, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Second machlokes in Yanei Peya was a machlokes Rashi and the Rosh. The third one, Yanei Tzedakah, is a machlokes the Rosh and the Rambam. Can you remember? Ayin Pei Tzadik, right? Second, I don't think it'll work all the way through. But ani amapech b'charara, Pei and Tzedakah. Okay, we have 3 machlokes of Rishayim. So lunchtime, if you're not learning, you're driving the car, you make sure you chazer. The 3, you do it a few times, you might even remember it. 3 in Yanei three machlokes in the Rishayim. But the only thing I'm leaving hanging is how the Rosh answers the original kasha. How's the Rosh going to answer why you have to give it to Rani and Nimtzirishin? That, why he can't take it for himself, that was still stuck with. Why you never learn the Anim Tzirishin? So Ketzai says something. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it yesterday afternoon, I didn't understand it last night. So I should look at it again today. Sometimes you look at it again and it makes sense to you, but so you take a look. Yeah. Yes?
Then it's not considered
the Shlokolam anymore.
And then the nether is
going to be how? No. Either. No, because the Rosh said that if I say I'm going to the store, I'm buying L'sheknena Yehet L'yeshiva. I'm going to buy a sefer for the yeshiva. When I go and buy it, even after I bought it, I don't have to give it to the yeshiva. I can do whatever I want. Because when I said it, it wasn't chal, it was L'yibol Olam. But once it's Bala Ilam, I didn't say it. If I'll say it again if they buy it, yeah. But Kozaman, I didn't say it when it was Bala Ilam, it's not Chal. That's the Rosh Hashiva. Alright, so this is the third Nachlaikis. The Gemara answers Pash the Teretz on Yoram and Aleph, the way we learned the Rishta really. Amale, third or fourth line, Masnisim da Amar Tchila. That's the way we learned the Mishnah. Masnisim da Amar Tchila, he said when I picked it up originally, I originally picked it up for myself. You thought I picked it up for you? No, I picked it up for myself. Masnisim da Amar Tchila. The Gemara brings a raya. Chinam Mistavr, the Tony Sefer, Mishnasta loy Amar Nishisi ba Tchila Yamaklon. That it says in the Sefer that if you give it to the person, what's the case in the Sefer? He's picked it up, he gave it to the other person, he says it's really mine because, what? Because I want it now, it's too late, you gave it away. Obviously he's saying because I originally picked it up. Pshita, I forgot the loyama tchila, tchila kamar, it's pashini means tchila. Halalafa kamash mala, resha domar tchila. So the Reish is talking Tchila. Okay, V'idach, why didn't Rav Nachman understand that? Because he also taught a Sefer L'Gluyei Reish, a Sefer Dabat Tchila, Reish Adlai Yom Tchila. But Akapadim, we stick with the Teretz. That's the way we learn the Mishnah. And that's the way we learn Pashuk Shat. That he says Tchila. That means that he says, I originally picked it up for myself. If I originally picked it up for you, then it would be Kaina. It might be Etzila Chaveir, Kana Chaveir. And the Mishnah is talking that he originally picked it up for himself, and that's why he's kind. Okay, now we come to the Iker Sugya here of Daf Yud, which was also the Iker Sugya of Daf Ches. Now, first of all, I'd like you all to be kind of the ideas here, the basic idea of Amabia Metzia L'Chaveira Kona Chaveira. You have to know three expressions. That Hamabia Metzia L'Chaveira Kona Chaveira, if you pick something up for someone else, you're kind of him. You have to know that if it's Chav L'Achrini, Chav L'Achrim, the Gemara calls it, that if you're Chav L'Achrim, if you're causing a chayv to other people, then this rule does not always apply. If you're causing a chayv to other people, then it depends. It depends on what? It depends if Miku de Zachel Anashe is Zachel L'Chavre. If you can be Zachel for yourself, then you can be Zachel for someone else. But if you chav l'achrini, generally, that's an exception to magbia metziel chaveira kana chaveira, right? And we're going to talk a lot about this, but that's the bottom line. The bottom line is that if it's a metzia in the street, which you can take yourself, you can take for someone else too. If it's something you can't take for yourself, the example is, what's the example of something you cannot take for yourself? Balchayv or peya. Either peya, the man's an asher. Or Balchayv, the case we spoke many times, Aloiva owes money to 10 Malvin. And I'm going, he doesn't owe me money, but I'm going to grab something on behalf of my friend who's a Malva. So I can't be Zeicher for myself. So then it's Chav L'Acherim, I can't be Zeicher for my friend. I can't put my friend ahead of everybody. This is the basic rule of Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveira Kona Chaveira. Now, what we have to talk about is the svara. The svara. Now, the first step, makes sense to everybody. I don't think you have to ask which side is more mustaver, huh? Is easy, no? I find something, I do a kinyan. I'm doing a kinyan for someone else. I could buy things for someone else. If he sends me to the store, I could be a kinyan for him. So zachin la'adam, I know he's happy with it. So l'chayr, it's very pashit. The man yama, be yetzil l'chaveri, kona chaveri, right? No, is it pashit? I'm right. If I ask you, what's more mustabra? Be yetzil l'chaveri, kona olai, kona chaveri. I think everybody would agree that the pashit of sasvari is, I'm be yetzil l'chaveri, is kona chaveri. Right? Zachin la'adam. The question is, by chav l'achrini, why not? Why not, just because it's chav to other people, why does that stop me from doing a kinyan? A kinyan is dine mamon. Why can't I do a kinyan for someone because somebody else is going to lose? What's the other person losing? It's just losing an opportunity to get it. So just because no other ani could come and get it, so I can't pick it up for my friend and ani. What's the svara? Zachin l'adam shloi b'fana. Why can't I pick something up for someone?
Because there's another svara, chavim l'adam shloi b'fana.
But I'm not being chav to anybody.
Yes.
That's not what chavim means. Chavim means I can't make something b'chal that's bad for someone. For them, they stay the way they were yesterday. Yesterday they didn't have it, tomorrow they don't have it. I'm not taking anything away from them. I'm just failing to benefit.
If we're calling it chavim, obviously there is a choyim. Okay, it's not a choyim that he loses money, but it's a choyim that he loses an opportunity to get what he has a right to.
So why can't I be zeichet to somebody? Because other people are going to lose their opportunities.
It's two opposing things.
So every time I go and I buy something in the store, or I pick up a mitzvah for myself, I'm chav to everybody else. But who cares? For myself, I can pick things up. So here, when I'm picking it up for someone else, why can't I do a kinyan for the other person?
Because in order to make a kinyan for another person, he has to be a shliach. The reason why usually he's able to be a shliach is because there's an automatic shlichus from Zachin L'Adam Shelo B'Fana. But over here, he shouldn't get an automatic shlichus, because at the same time that he's meriting someone else, he's causing a loss to another.
But what he's saying is, if I do it for myself, so I'm allowed to be chav to people. Every zachin la'adam shalai b'fadav is chav l'achrini. Just in every other case, that migud zachin l'nafshei is zachin l'chadav. Since I can take it for myself, I can take it for someone else. And it's in a normal mitzvah. In the case of something I can't take for myself, like usher taking payah, or a balchayv taking, or a non-balchayv taken from a laiva, that's straight chav l'achrini without the migud zachin l'nafshei. Right, so in order to explain this, again, there's a ktsais that explains. The ktsais is simen kuf heis of katan aleph. In order to talk about it, we have to talk about this with two mahalchim, because we have here our fourth machlekes rishayim. This one is machlekes Rashi and Taisus here in our sugya. And it's impossible to explain the svara unless you have to explain like Rashi, you have to explain like Taisus, because there's a very basic machlekes between Rashi and Taisus. I don't know if you've learned the machlekes yet. It's here. You take a look at the second Taisus. It goes on the next line of the Gemara. On the rule, Taifus l'bachay b'makim shechav l'achayr. The shaila is this. Can an ani who wants payah, can he make an ashir, a shliach, to go and get the payah for him? Right? It's the harvest season. Now is the day. Everyone's leaving. Pay a lekha shikha. And Ani is one man. He needs a lot of money. So he goes over to his three friends who are Ashirim and he says, I make you a shliach. You go and collect payah for me. We'll have more people. We'll get more payah. Does that work or doesn't it work? Does shlichus help when it's chav l'achrini? That's the question here. The shlichus work by chav l'achrini. Okay? What? I'll depend on that. We'll see in a second. This question, if I can make a shliach, we have two cases of Chav Lachrini that we have. Peya, right? And Bal Chayv. Someone owes me money, I make a shliach to go collect. That's a much more common case, no? I make a shliach to collect for me. The shliach is out of Bal Chayv. If he collects for me, he's Chav Lachayv, Echir Lachayv, Echir. Can a shliach do that? So there's a machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos brings Rashi, so let's see Tosfos. Tayfes lebal chayim akshav lachayim leikani. Masha pirish Rashi. Mishum delay aso shliach. Rashi says, you know why you can't do it? Because he didn't make him a shliach. Vice this from Rashi. If he did make him a shliach, then it works. So Masha pirish Rashi, mishum delay aso shliach ein nira. It's not true. The beperek hakai say mashma. Gabi uvda di yemer barchoshu. It's mashma in yenis sugya. The tefes labachay magashrav lachayim leikani afilu asal shliach. That even if you make him a shliach, you can't do things that are chav lachayim. So Tosfos and Rashi argue. So this is our fourth machlokes rishayim. If tefes labachay magashrav lachayim works in a case where you make someone a shliach. Now, before we talk about what Rashi and Tosfos are arguing in, the ikar is to understand the sugya, the Gemara. Then we'll try to understand Tosfos. But to understand the Gemara, the Ketzos says we have two mahalchim. According to Tosfos, Tosfos' shita is in Ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph, the sugya of Ger Katan. Tosfos holds Zechiya Mitam Shlichus. Zechiyah mitam shlichus. What does it mean, Zechiyah mitam shlichus? It means, why zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav? The Torah says that you could be zechit to someone, zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. The Torah says that if you want, you find something in the street, you could be zechit for me. You can go in the store, you could be zechit for me. Why? The Tosfos shita is, Zechiyah mitam shlichus, which means, that the Torah said that just like if he makes you a shliach, there's a chiddush of shluchei shel adam kavaisa. He only has to make you a shliach if it's something which is not a schus. Like you're buying something in the store. So he says, buy it for me. So you're spending his money. I don't spend his money. Shluchei shel adam kavaisa. When it's a schus, shlichus is automatic. Since our assumption is that everybody would like to get things for free, so therefore, if you're going to walk in the street and find something, you want to be kind of for me, that works b'teres zechiyah, which is an automatic shlichus. Zachar l'adam shalai b'fadav means it's automatic that shluchei shel adam kamaisai to benefit him, because he likes the benefit. It's something he wants. So really, zechiyah is the type of shlichus without a minu. Normally you need a minu shlichus, you have to tell someone, be my shliach. Zechiyah works without telling anybody. The Torah told the person. The Torah told them, zachin l'adam shalai b'fanav. So zechiyah works mitam shlichus. That's how Tosfos learns zechiyah. And Tosfos there talks about being tovel ger katan, zachin l'adam, that you can be tovel him. Now it's zechiyah, his parents are gerim, he wants to be a ger. And it works, it's like shlichus. If Zechiyah is Metam Shlichus, and you hold that an Ashir can't pick up Peya for an Ani al Zechiyah because it's Chav L'Acherim, so then making him a Shliach can't make it any better. If you make him a Shliach, what are you gaining? You're gaining nothing. How can making him a Shliach be better than Zechiyah? Zechiyah, the Torah made him a shliach, and it doesn't work. So, the Torah made him a shliach, and it doesn't work. So if he makes you a shliach, why is that any better? Tosfos holds, making a person a shliach by Chav L'Acherim is no better than Zechiyah. Because since Zechiyah is a type of shlichus, and Zechiyah doesn't work, so shlichus HaKorcha doesn't work either. So both schiya and shlichus don't work by chav lachmini. Because if one doesn't work, a karch of the other doesn't work. Why taka doesn't it work? Why doesn't shlichus work and why doesn't schiya work by chav lachmini? So the Ktzais brings the Pnei Yeshua, who says, we have to understand this, he says, you know why Zechi and Shlichus don't work? Because Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. There's a rule that you can't make someone a Shliach to do an Aveira for you. There's no Chaloi Shlichus for Dvar Aveira. And when it's Chav L'Achrini, you can't call it an Aveira, it's Ke'en Aveira. It's similar to an Aveira. You're being mafsed another Yid. So ein shlichus l'dvar aveira, even ke'en aveira, something that's negative, you can't make a shliach. And since you can't make a shliach, zechiyah v'tam shlichus, you can't do zachen l'adam. Because it's a chesar of ein shliach l'dvar aveira. This is Tosfos Shita. What?
Shlichus l'dvar aveira,
what shaychus does it have over here? Divrei Rav and Divrei Talmud. So how do you have to touch it here? This is the weak point here. How does Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira apply to being kind of something for one person, being mafsed somewhere else? Oh, is it a Dvar Aveira exactly?
Because the Torah says you can't
be mafsed someone. Is that true? Torah ever said I can't be mafsed at someone? Torah said I can't steal from him. I can't be mazik him. I can't cheat him.
You see, but Isha, you could. You can be Hadish Isha to somebody else, and even though everybody else can, not be Hadish Isha, it's Chavu.
What's the Torah to that? That's not correct. Is it Chav Lachrini? It's true, but it's not true. Yes, can I buy something as a shliach? Can I buy a house? Can I be a shliach to buy a house? For sure. I tzchav lachrini, other people won't buy the house. Teretz is, if the meicher wants to sell it to me, it's up to the meicher. If he wants to sell it to someone else, he can sell it to someone else. If the meicher wants to sell it to me, the meicher has a right to not sell it to other people. So the meicher chooses to sell it to me, he could sell it to me. So there's no problem. The meicher could choose to sell it to me if he wants to. I'm asking. When there's a meicher, there's no chav lachrini. Because it's not public, it's private. The private person can do whatever he wants with it. He doesn't have to sell it at all. I'm not taking away someone else's rights. Maybe taking away someone's potential to convince him, but I'm not taking away something he has a right to. So the loophole, the Tzais himself says this, that the loophole in this shita of Tzais is how you explain Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. But he says, according to Tosfos Shita, that's what everything depends on. Chav Lachrini depends on Shlichus, because Schiyah Metam Shlichus. And since Schiyah Metam Shlichus, bang, it's Chav Lachrini, doesn't work. That's Tosfos Shita.
Can we say the Maisa does go back to the Shliach? Even though the Aveira doesn't go to the Shliach, the Mishaleach. The Maisa goes back to the Mishaleach?
The Chaloisi. The chalais should go back. So we discussed that in Gibbons. The chalais goes back. That was the one with the Nevi Yehuda, with the Yitzchak HaLevi Horowitz, his long tshuva with 12 rayas, that it's not chal, maybe it's said it is chal. So I don't know if that's for, 1243 or something. So maybe we'll have to see. But right now, what do we have? We have a pshat only in Tosis. We didn't explain Rashi yet. Now, there are two ways to explain Rashi, the Ktzai says, the short version and the long version. The short version is to say, Rashi holds Chiyah Lav Mitam Shlichus. He calls Chiyah Mitam Yad. Chiyah is a separate Yad, or a separate Kayach the Torah created. Kseres HaKasim. And it's not Mitam Shlichus. And then you have a shortcut around the whole issue. Rashi holds Zechiyah is a problem of Chavad L'Adam. Shlichus is a separate parasha. Shlichus works. Rashi doesn't hold as a problem of Shlichus D'var Aveira. That's the short way. Which the Ktzais says, but he doesn't want to stick with it. I'll tell you why. Because we passed in Zechiyah Metam Shlichus. And the Ktzais holds that we pass them like Rashi. So we don't want to hang Rashi on a sheet that we don't pass them. So therefore, the Ktzais does have his longer Hesber in Rashi, which we're going to get to tomorrow. And we're going to finish this Machlaikas. We still have to get to the Etzer Machlaikas, Rashi and Tysus and Hilchis Shlichus. But for now, we're up to four Machlaikas to remember. Okay? Machlaikas of Ani HaMach B'Charara, which we said is a Machlaikas in Rashi and Tysus. Machlaikas of Peya, which is a Machlaikas Rashi and the Rush. Machlaikas by Tzedakah, which is the Rush and the Rambam. And now the fourth Machlaikas, you have to find, figure out how a simon to remember it, that starts with a kuf, I don't know. Konach HaVeira. If, Tzais, okay. That Machlaikas between the Rush and the Rashi and Tzais again, if Yetzel HaVeira, Konach HaVeira, works if Asol Shliach or not. It's a shame we're going to finish the Tzais.